Hi there. Welcome to The Preventable, the podcast giving you a seat at the table with conversations about the intersection of alcohol, drugs, and mental health in everyday lives. Take a seat and join us.
Hello. Welcome to The Preventable. I am so excited today because we have the man, the myth, the legend, Clay Butler, here with us.
Yeah, it's good to finally be here.
Yeah, I mean, here's what people might not know. Is that you've actually been here all along with the podcast because you're the producer of the podcast.
Yes. Little known fact. Yeah.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, you are sort of like a Renaissance man. You just do a little bit of everything. Yeah. He's blushing right now, but it's true.
You know, what's the saying of like jack of all trades, master of none?
Exactly. So let's, I don't think that's true about you, but that is the saying. So let's fast forward. What was that, your sophomore year of high school?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which would have been what, like 2007?
2016 or 17.
Okay. And I walk into Teen Institute, which is the camp we've been holding for, this will be our 41st year.
It's okay. I'll edit that out.
That's fine. Yeah. Edit it in post. Yeah, play. Yeah. Right. So walk in and I see this kid with long hair wearing a tie-dye shirt. Mm. And I was like, oh, this one's going to be a troublemaker. You did not look thrilled to be at the camp. Just going to put it out there. And I was like, who recruited this person to come? Because he does not look happy to be here. And you could not have been further from what I originally thought. So shame on me, first of all. Okay. So how the heck did you get recruited to come to Teen Institute?
Yeah, so...
And were you as, like, unenthused as I thought you were? Or are you just really good at hiding?
I think what it is in that instance, I was like the only person from my school there.
Yes.
Or I think actually there was one other person.
But you didn't really know.
They were like a grade or two ahead of me. So I didn't really know. And I didn't know that they would be coming. So, you know, if I'm in a new space, I do kind of tend to just like, you know, have like a neutral RBF kind of a stature. Mm-hmm. But the reason I went to Teen Institute was... In my health classroom, Mr. Shane. Yeah. He came in and gave like three lessons about alcohol and the effects on the brain.
Yes.
And then, and I was just, you know, treating it like any other class, although it was, you know, always like a treat to see Mr. Shane. He has this
Texarkana way about yeah. him.
That, you know, everyone was like, oh yeah, like the Southern guy's here. And then at the end of that, he talked about Teen Institute, and he's like, anyone's welcome to come. And then after class, he kind of stopped me and handed me an application and said, you would really enjoy this. I think this is something that, you know, you get a lot out of.
And Mr. Shane, I have to say, remains one of the best recruiters because he recognizes something in people that I don't think they always realize in themselves. And he's so magnetic. And what I don't know if you know is that every time he would go to a school and high school was his jam, he would come back. He'd be like, I gave away some applications today. And we as staff have a contest to see who can recruit the most kids. Usually you get like a QT gift card or something. And he'd be like, I'm working for that prize. So when I saw you, and then when you know, you're in your tie-dye shirt, you got long hair, like past your shoulders, I'm like, oh, this has to be one of Shane's kids. Because typically they were people who were a little maybe outside the box. But again, Shane found something in them. So it started clicking. And then once I actually started having conversations with you, I'm like, oh, of course Shane would have recommended Clay. So for those people who are listening, who are like, all right, we've talked about Teen Institute. What the heck is it? If you're watching at home, I'm sporting my 40-year hoodie for TI. But what is Teen Institute?
So Teen Institute is like a 3-day camp, basically. And don't know, the way I like to kind of think about it is like it, and it doesn't sound fun when I explain this,
yeah,
but
right.
it is, but
I
it's
know.
Like one of those like corporate retreats that you go to, and it's, there's like workshops, but it's all most, it's mostly all, it is all around, like healthy choices and healthy lifestyle. And like some workshops are about like alcohol and the effects on the teenage brain, or cannabis, or, you know, anything and everything. And of course, like there's, you know, it's also just a camp where you do fun things, and yeah.
Yeah. And then there's small group time
built
in,
yes.
which is not like therapy. I mean, people hear small groups and think that, you know, it's everyone bearing their soul, but it's just an opportunity for you to get to know a group of participants at a deeper level.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And typically there's about, you know, in a real good year, there's 90 kids. That's what we strive for. And you were so great at the camp, and you actually came up to us one night, or I feel like I was doing bed checks or something, and you, Shane, and I were in the hallway, and he's like, I think Clay would be a good intern next year. What do you think? And I was like, I think he would be good. And you're like, tell me more. So you can, from there, you just continued to get involved.
Yeah.
And you attended our Prevention Leadership Conference, mm-hmm. which is a conference that we used to hold. But then you've also come back many years as an intern, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is that experience like? How does it differ from being a participant?
With like an intern, you're not like, you take on more responsibility than a participant, but you're not like their boss or, you know, like superior. You're more of just, I don't know, the way I kind of think of it is like you're the plant in the audience of like, you
yes.
know, you're the one that's like, you know, getting really, you know, excited and everything. And that was another thing too, of like, you know, stepping off the bus and then walking into the building was a bit of a like culture shock.
Yeah, it's a little overwhelming, right?
You know, because we have all the interns and staff like screaming and like holding out posters and welcoming everyone.
Yeah.
So it was a very jarring experience. But you know, it's like, that's what the TI magic is. And, so like the interns really help with that.
And I mean, I went so far as to actually request you to be in my small group as an intern. I think we made a dynamic duo, and then we sort of kept the show going. And at one point you reached out to me and said, I want to bring some peer programming to my school. One of the programs that you decided to bring to your school was Tripod.
Mm-hmm.
Could you talk a little bit about Tripod?
Yeah, so Tripod stands for Try Putting Off Drinking. And it was basically like the lessons that Mr. Shane was giving us, but me and my friends were taught how to give the lesson, and we went into health classrooms of like, you know, lower classmen, of like just talking to them about the effects of alcohol on the teenage brain.
And, you know, as cool as I am, it's much cooler to have somebody who's like a peer who they can actually look up to and even find in the lunchroom or whatever and say like, hey, you know, how do I get involved or whatever. One of the lessons is specifically, the last lesson with Tripod is specifically on how to have a carefrontation.
Mm.
And I'm just going to go on record and say that you are one of the best at carefrontations. So in just really briefly, like, and we've talk about taking the show on the road. We've even taught adults how to do carefrontations. What is that to you? Why do you think those are so important? I mean, and somebody listening might be like, what the heck are they even talking about? So what's a carefrontation? What does it mean?
Yeah, I mean, like the name suggests, it's like a confrontation, but, you know, with, you know, someone you care about, really.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing it with kindness and care. So, and it's basically like a way to, if you have a problem with someone, to address the issue and in a, like a healthy way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there's a structure and a process.
Yes,
and
yeah.
We do like role modeling and and it can feel kind of awkward when you're doing it to practice.
No,
right?
Yeah. You know, I remember when we learned about it at TI and we got like a script, and that's something I've like kind of learned of, like, it feels like unnecessary of like, okay, I know how to talk about my feelings or whatever.
Right.
But to have the script and then just I was just able to like read off the script. It actually helps a lot of like muscle memory kind of a thing.
Yes. And then the more you do it, it feels just kind of natural because we outline the steps for you. I think that's honestly one of my favorite lessons that we do because, you know, whether you call it carefrontation or tough talk or it's just a conversation between friends, like the end goal is that you're able to express how much you care about somebody and how much you're concerned about them.
Yeah.
You know, and what they decide to do with that information is ultimately up to them, but you can feel like you've done something.
No, and like I definitely come from like a family with what's like it's kind of a buzzword now, codependency.
Samesies.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if there was like a problem, or it would, if someone had a problem in the family, it most likely didn't get talked about.
Yeah.
Of just like, oh, because, you know, then I'm just bringing it up and it's this huge thing. So then, you know, and I love my family, but,
yeah,
you know.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
They're great. All families have stuff.
Right. But, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So a lot of it didn't get talked about. And I saw that like with my relationships of like something would really irk me about, you know, whatever someone did. And I wouldn't say anything, but then I just get mad at them. And I'm like, why aren't they picking up on this? You know, even though like I was trying to hide it. And
doing
then
a great job. I'm
sure. Yeah. And then so it just has helped a lot with that of like being, you know,
more open
and it just
and direct.
Yeah.
It not
just
aggressive, but
yeah.
just direct.
And it's just one of those like one of the like many life skills you learn at TI.
Oh, it's almost like we told them to say that. We did not. It's just that's how I mean, you've been with us for a long time because so after you. You know, you keep coming back to be an intern at TI. You're leading peer programming and bringing them to your school. And at the same time, you're also getting really involved in our youth coalition, which used to be called For Real, and the name is now Elevated. And you were very involved in that. And then you decided to take a gap year. And I will never forget, you and I had this conversation, and you're like, yeah, I feel like I need to volunteer or something. I was like, well, if you volunteer, then are you going to have to get like a job? And you're like, yeah, probably with my parents or something. And I was like, well, what if we could like
merge the ideas?
You?
Yeah.
And it was just, I think, one of the coolest things. Honestly and truthfully, like, you know how much I appreciate you and see you as a human. And I just love seeing like you develop. Knowing that you've always been into film, you were in the film club at your school, you're a movie person. And so for the last, what, 2.5, 3 years?
When I started like officially working? Yeah, I think so.
You have been doing our video content and co-leading the Youth Coalition.
Yeah.
I mean, what has that been like? Has it been like weird seeing how the sausage gets made?
A little bit.
I can imagine.
But, you know, it's also, you know, really cool to, like, see the other side of, like, you know, so, like, within the Youth Coalition of, like, you know, having Pooja there and then seeing
Pooja
that.
Pooja for president.
Yeah, Pooja for president. Seeing how she's now a board member and she's doing, like, so many great things with the
lockboxes.
And so it's like it was just like really cool to like just like see that progression of like the other side.
And you're speaking of the other side, like you've sort of morphed in that, you know, you're in school full time now and you're staying on with us really to help with the podcast, which thank you for that, by the way. But then you're also keeping in contact with some people like yourself who are out of high school, college, but also like kind of figuring it out and how to stay connected with us. Because we have a young professionals group, and that's not what this is, but it's like people that are your kind of in the same age and space, just keeping them connected. Because there's less time for people.
Yeah.
You know, college is a lot, social lives are a lot, but they still want to stay connected. Mm. So you've been really great at that.
Yeah, and I think like that was something too that was like when I was going through TI like the first time, the rule was like, oh, you come as participant 1 year, and then if you can apply to be an intern, and then after that, like, you know, it, because there's only so many spaces, so
that's
it's
right.
only fair to let like other kids or participants like join. And then I was just like, what after that? Like, you know,
yeah,
of,
yeah, like then
know.
What?
Right. Yeah. And then that was something that I was like, really surprising of like how well that was like listened to, and like, cause I wasn't the only one saying that either.
Correct.
And how kind of like a direct response to that was this kind of youth coalition that we restarted up, elevated. So yeah.
Well, I do feel, I know I'm not supposed to have favorites, but I do feel like when you give an idea, I think that I shouldn't be this way, but I'm generally more receptive because you've come through our programs and you've seen both sides. I think one example of this that I know that I give you credit for, because I like to give credit where credit is due, is you're helping us continue to be more mindful of gender identity. Of, I mean, you said at TI, hey, how come you guys don't, not even you guys, let me back that up. You said to me, how come you all don't use pronouns on your email signatures? Or on your name tags or on your business cards. I think if you're working with youth, youth would be more comfortable with you. They're already comfortable, but they'd be even more comfortable if they could see that you're using pronouns and you're putting that out to schools and the other adults and saying, here's what we're doing. So if you want to be like us, you should use pronouns too. I stopped myself with the you guys because you've also, you know, encouraged us to say like y'all or, you know, I wonder where that comes from, and I just want to say, like, thank you for that, but where does that mindfulness come from? Because you're helping us, really, for sure.
No, I'm not really sure where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
I think what it is just, like, me learning about it from other people, and I also think, like, with that, you know, sometimes there's a lot of confusion about what to gender someone as. And for me, like, I would get it in my head a lot of like, oh my gosh, like, this is like, I don't want to say anything wrong. This is really hard. And then, you know, I was indirectly kind of making it about me should be, you know, it shouldn't even be a thing. It should just be like, yeah, you're she, her, and I'm his, or whatever it is. So, and then, yeah, I just, like, kind of almost care-fronted you.
You did.
Yeah.
You did. But in a very, like, you know, like, smooth, like, I didn't even know I was being care-fronted.
Yeah.
But I so appreciate that because you're right. If we're going into classrooms and we're projecting that we want to be, you know, we want teenagers to come to us and we want to be putting forth safe spaces for people to talk about their feelings and whatever. I mean, that's just one more thing we can do.
Mm.
So you care fronted me and I didn't even know it. That's how good you are at it. So what is next for you, my friend?
Mm.
I mean, you're in full-time school right now. What is next for you? I mean, you got a lot of Clay fans.
Yeah.
A lot of Clay fans out there.
Obviously. Probably short-term goals, finish school.
Yeah.
Long-term goals, be the next Scorsese or, you know, whatever. You'll be seeing my name.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be sure to, when I make it big, I'll be sure to really showcase Prevent Ed on the silver screen.
Please do. Well, it's funny because I say that when we first met and I found out that you were really into film, that I thought of you as like, you might know this, like Dawson's Creek, because Dawson on Dawson's Creek was obsessed with movies. He wanted to be the next Steven Spielberg. And so in my brain, before I really knew you, like that was the connection that I made in my brain. And I think that the video content that you've produced and the things that you're continuing to produce are incredible. So, yeah, we will be happy to support. I'll be there, like, front row cheering you on.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you have a lot of other folks who are going to do the same. I'm just really grateful for your continued involvement with us. I'm grateful for you being comfortable with nudging us forward.
Yeah.
I mean, really, like, you're nudging us. You're technically a Zillennial, right?
Something like that. Yeah.
And you're, like, using your voice for change and for good. And I just am so grateful to you. So,
well, thank you.
You are welcome, my friend. So thank you for joining us. If you like this, if you want more with Clay, please consider rating, reviewing, subscribing. We love reviews, so that would be great. Give a shout
especially
out.
Especially some about me.
Exactly. I was just going to say that. Please tell us how great you think Clay is. And thank you, Clay, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us at The Preventable, brought to you ad-free by PreventEd. PreventEd works to reduce or prevent the harms of alcohol and other drug use through education, intervention, and advocacy. Please visit their website at PreventEd.org. Like what you heard? Rate, review, and subscribe to stay up to date with what we are serving on The Preventable.